Subject Mathematics, Topic Addition Word Problems. Good morning, children. Today we will learn how to solve addition word problems, or sometimes called story sums. Children, sometimes you don't have regular numbers to solve sums. The maths is in a word problem or in the form of a story. You have to figure out what it wants you to do. There are some certain words you need to know that will tell you you need to add, as some problems will want you to add, subtract, multiply or divide. But if you see these words, then you know definitely the problem is asking you to add. The words are in all, both, sum, altogether, total, more than, increased, etc. Now let us solve a word problem. A school planted 143 mango trees and 122 apple trees. How many trees did the school plant altogether? To understand the problem well and to know what to write as statements, ask questions like, what is 143 and what is 122? The answer to these questions will help you form the statements. 143 are the number of mangoes and 122 are the number of apples. So, the first statement we write is number of mango trees 143. Second statement, number of apple trees 122. Now, the question was to find out how many trees are there altogether. The word altogether tells us that we have to add. So we add 143 plus 122. We get in the ones house 3 plus 2 equals to 5. In the tens house 4 plus 2 equals to 6. And in the hundreds house 1 plus 1 equals to 2. So the third statement will be, thus the total number of trees equals to 265. And finally, our answer will be, there are 265 trees planted by the school. Let us solve another word problem. There are 4,089 bags of wheat, 1,896 bags of rice in a store. Find the total number of bags in the store. The first statement we will write is number of wheat bags 4,089. We write as 4,089. The second statement, number of rice bags 1,896. Now, according to the question, we have to find the total number of bags. The word total tells us to add. In the ones house, we have 9 plus 6 equals to 15. 1 is carried to the tens house. So we have 1 plus 8 plus 9 equals to 18. Again, 1 is carried to the hundreds house. So we have 1 plus 0 plus 8 equals to 9. And in the thousands house, we have 4 plus 1 equals to 5. So the third statement is, thus